This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And Woo. You know what? There's so much that goes into a Disney World vacation these days, more than just going there, right? I mean, you got to plan every aspect of it. Why not get a great deal on it while you're at it? And also have someone to help you along the way because, geez, all those things that we're going to be talking about in terms of what goes into a Disney World vacation, well, you want to have someone, whether you know you're brand new to Walt Disney World or you've been there, done there many times, well, MEI and Mouse Travel is here to help you plan that great Walt Disney World vacation. Make sure you have a great time there and get you a great deal while they're at it. Check them out right now over at mousefantravel.com. We're also being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And, you know, if you're going there, you're going to Walt Disney World with a group, you're going there with a family, you're going there with friends, whatever the case may be, the good news is you can all stay in one place for a low fee. All Star Vacation Homes, that's the answer for you because they've got homes so close to Walt Disney World for a really great rate. You really got to check out these houses, though. That's really the story here because All Star Vacation Homes has built these amazing houses that you're not going to want to leave, even to go to the parks. You're going to say, no, let's stay here. Check them out right now at allstarvacationhomes.com. And we're also being sponsored by touringplans.com. And when it comes to beating those crowds at Disney World, the one solid strategy is still the case, touringplans.com. They've got touring plans and tools and resources that you need to get around those long lines and wait in much, much, much shorter lines. Check them out right now at touringplans.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Wednesday, December 9th, 2015, and this is episode 1489 of WDW Today. I am Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Joining me on today's show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Welcome back, Matt. I was away for, what, a week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were in Disney World.
I was.
How was it?
It was pretty much awesome.
Not every night?
No, only twice.
What?
Yeah, cutting back a little bit.
Wow, geez, bad economy. that's the indicator of a bad economy when Newell stops going to Ohana more than every other night.
It was pretty good. We did the we celebrated the All Ears Net 20th anniversary,
Ooh.
And we helped with MEI Mouse Fan Travel's 10th anniversary at Osborne wow. Lights private event, which was really cool.
They started the same year we did.
I guess they're same 05, time right? as yeah, 05 yeah.
Interesting. Wow, who knew? But very cool stuff. That's awesome. I saw I was following you along on social media and seeing all the photos and pictures. And
yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was a great time.
How was the weather?
Weather was a little warm, but it was nice. It could have been much hotter. But
I have to call you out, sir.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you did not wear shorts the entire
business. No, because
old Mike somewhere, 2005 Mike Newell is angry at you.
Yes,
if 2005 Mike Newell actually showed up for the podcast,
I'm not one to point names, and I'm not one to name names or point fingers. But that night, which was the Osborne night, I texted out to a friend. Not going to mention who, Mindy Marinelli Morgan. You think it's going to be cold tonight? And she said, "Yes, definitely cold." So I wore not only long pants but a sweatshirt.
Oh my goodness!
And it was rather warm and icky that night. So, but I'm not one to complain or criticize. But there it was.
Awesome. Well, on today's show, we're making a big announcement. Something that we've been working on internally for quite a while, and we're pretty excited about it, quite honestly, to be able to finally be able to share with all of you. As many of you know, we have been WDW Today has been working, just as mentioned earlier in this podcast, for 10 years. And you know what? We are ready to announce a transition in WDW Today, the next evolution in WDW Today, in that at the end of this year, at the end of 2015, starting in 2016, we are going to actually introduce a brand new cast here on WDW Today. It's an opportunity to breathe some new life into the podcast and get some new angles and basically take it to the next level, if you will. And this is kind of interesting because obviously this is big news, no question about it. This is a big change in the podcast. But, you know, Mike, you and I, we've been doing this podcast for 10 years. And by the way, Len and Scopa are they just happen to not be here this week. Len's on a cruise. And Scopa's got plans already. So don't read anything into why they're not here. This is the usual.
They'll
this is actually
back.
Them blowing us off as per usual. So,
they'll be back.
Yes, absolutely. And so we're Mike, we've been doing this with obviously the four of us have been doing this for 10 years. And,
yeah.
You know, I think for me, a lot of it, you know, why we're transitioning is probably the most important question, the one that I think a lot of people are wondering. And I think it's a lot of it has to do with the fact that I think we're ready to move on, and let some other folks kind of take this and move it in a different direction, and quite honestly, even a better direction than what we've been able to do with it.
I mean, I think we've done the show for 10 years, like you said, and I too agree. I'm excited about this because I think that it's time for some new ears and eyes and some new blood, and I'd like to hear what other people think about Walt Disney World and the state it's in today. So
absolutely.
I'm actually looking really forward to continuing as a listener to see what the show direction is going to take.
Absolutely. And the thing that my takeaway from this also is that this means WDW Today continues going forward. And that really is very important to me. It's been very important to me since the beginning. And, you know, I think we've established a fairly – I mean, not to sound like the most conceited person on earth, but I think we've established a pretty good legacy here in terms of what we've been able to do. I cannot tell you, Mike, if we were to sit here and go through my Facebook page, how many friends have become friends with other people, have married other people.
Oh, yeah.
Have you know –
There were babies.
Exactly. Have the way that people's lives have changed, quite honestly, directly because of the podcast or indirectly in some cases. But –
I just spent a week with six people that I've met through this show and consider my Disney family. And I just spent a week with them. And I also ran into
I
know. I'm going to say it, but did anyone mention that Janine's part of the transition?
Yes, she has to go.
That's part of the deal, that she goes with the new show. So that's, yeah.
Ugh.
But I ran into Lily. Remember Lily? Lily was born during one of the live shows. I mean, these are some things that, I don't know, it's just it's really cool to be a part of. And I'm so glad that, you know, over the last 10 years we were able to reach out to so many people and become friends with so many people. It's really incredible what my life has changed because of this show.
And not only that, I mean, obviously the main mission of WDW Today has always been to help, you know, people plan their Walt Disney World vacations and share insight and information. And the great news is that, you know, that's still going to continue. You're still going to get your information and news. And you know, let's introduce what this new transition is going to look like, and we'll get some more information about what you guys can expect going forward. And the man kind of heading this up is someone with another equally as difficult to pronounce last name as my own. It's Logan Seculo, and actually, Logan, you may have heard him. We had him a while ago on podcast. But Logan, welcome to WDW Today.
Thank you guys so much. It is really an honor to be a part of the show moving forward, and really to celebrate what you guys have been doing. I've been listening to the show. I mean, I tried to think about it today when we were recording some test shows. I think I've been listening to the show for about 8 years or 9 years. I've been listening since episode 200 and something.
Wow.
So I've heard nearly 1,300 half hours of you guys talking, and it's really exciting to help, you know, shepherd in the next generation of WDW Today. I've been a big fan. I think we met just due to the fact that I used to have a TV show, a comedy show, and we mentioned you guys in a Walt Disney World episode. We did an episode at the parks. And in it, we mentioned that we'd been listening to the podcast, and that was in 2007 or 2008. So, I mean, that was a long time ago. And, you know, to see the legacy continue is really important for me as a fan, and to be able to kind of captain the ship moving forward is really exciting. I told you, Matt, you know, one thing people can look forward to is, like you said, there's a person with a very difficult last name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm half Jewish. I speak very fast. These are things that you'll come to love and you'll come to get from WDW Today, and you'll continue to as we move forward. You'll see new things happening, you know, and we'll get into that, but we also want to maintain the listenership, and we want to make sure the people who are listening now still connect with this show. Like you said, people have had babies, had families through the show. I'm one of those people who have connected with many friends through the show, and the few people that I've kind of, you know, when we were kind of going back and forth and talking about how this was going to work, a few people that are kind of my close personal friends who are also Disney podcast fans, I kind of said, hey, you know, this may be where we're headed. They all have freaked out because you guys are, you know, a lot. And one of the quotes was the godfathers of Disney podcasting. And it's exciting to not only continue the legacy, but to hopefully grow it in different directions while maintaining what people like myself love about the show. And that is that, It's still kind of grassroots. It's still fun to listen to. It's an entertaining show. Whether you're going to Walt Disney World right now or you're just got done and you just want a little bit of that still, you know, in you, it's a great way to continue. And that's really the goal. Our goal is to not only continue it being a great travel podcast, and we have an awesome cast lined up for you, but also to make sure that you guys are all entertained. And we just hope you give us a shot. Please take a listen. I did want to say, and probably jumping ahead of the gun, is that Lynn Testa will be staying on the show. So you'll get Lynn still on the show. He'll be doing listener questions with us each and every week. And we're happy to still have him involved. Mike and Matt and Matt, or sorry, no, that's not right. Mike and Mike and Matt
there you go.
Have really been gracious to us and helped us move forward and helped us connect with great people. And we'll be taking over the show, like you said, the first week of January. So you'll be hearing that show the first Wednesday in January. We'll stay on schedule for now. And you'll be hearing that then. And we can't wait to hear your feedback. And the floor is yours, guys, to if you have any questions or comments or, thoughts or feelings.
Well, do you have any plans for changing the format? In other words, are you going to do once a week, twice a week, three times a week?
Sure. We're going to stick to once a week for now. Mm-hmm. I'll say that that's kind of the goal right now. You know, I loved when the show was three times a week. I was a big fan of that. And that's clearly how you guys got up to 1,500 episodes, which is when I share that with people, their minds are blown. I mean, we're getting very close to 1,500 episodes. Right now, we're going to stick with once a week. But you never know where we're going to go. Give it some time. I want to make sure that the audience that is still, you know, listening to the show and are active have time to grow with us, and we don't just jump in expecting everyone to love what we're doing. We hope that people give us a shot and we'll move forward. We will see some format changes. It's still going to have its basic kind of core. We're going to open with a quote quiz that Scopa kind of maintained. The main thing we've changed with that, though, and it's cool, is that we've actually brought on, instead of it being one of us, like, you know, Scopa would give a quote and someone would try to guess it. How we've done it this time is that it actually rotates between the cast members. And when, say, I am giving the quote this week, we actually have a live caller, an audience member, a fan, hopefully, of the show, who's going to call in and play kind of surrogate for the host of that segment. And they'll win a prize if they get it first. And it's sort of a fun way for us to continue that tradition. It's kind of like what we've said before. We're going to move forward, but we're going to move forward, hopefully, you know, exploring new ways to do what you guys did. So the show will still open that way, and you'll still have that maintained thing. The show will always end with listener questions with Lynn. He has a fun little jingle that I've shared with him. I'll have to share it with you guys later. It goes, "Listen to questions with Lynn." And it's very dramatic and cowboyish. Nice. That will end every episode as of now. As the show grows, you never know where we're going to go, but we're maintaining those two things. And obviously, there'll be a main topic that we'll talk about.
Hear that, Matt? Yeah, we can win a prize.
Hey,
we can win a prize. We'd love. Look, that would be awesome. If you guys want to play as like our surrogates ever, you are more than invited to join. And you can just call in for 2 seconds. We'll say Mike is on. Mike, you know, guess what it is. If you get it, you win a prize. And that prize may be donated from a sponsor or maybe something that we get from Disney. You never know what it'll be. And that's kind of, you know, like I said, those are sort of the main changes that are going to occur. The cast is still predominantly male. Three guys, myself, Will Haynes, and Terry Weaver are the new full-time cast members, as well as Lynn, who will be joining the show each and every week. And they all have great Disney memories. You'll be hearing from them, actually, in the coming weeks as the transition occurs. So you'll hear them, you know, one of them next week and the week after that. So you'll be able to kind of get to know them and their Disney passions. For people that don't know, I mean, I was married at Walt Disney World. I had my reception in the Great Movie Ride. Like, we are hardcore Disney family over here, and we're just excited to move forward. We've also are going to be introducing new segments where the show may kind of shift gears. Where you'll hear, say, it's the January preview show. We'll stick with that, like what you guys have done always. We'll do the January preview show, and then followed by that, you may have something special, like a celebrity interview, or one segment that we're currently producing right now is called Extinct Attractions, and it has we're kind of featuring, we're getting people that we know in the industry to come on who are part of those attractions and kind of go back in time for a few minutes, talk about that, the movements, things that have replaced it, and where things are going, and focus a little bit on that as well. You know, maybe I'd say the main difference, and probably you'll see in the show is still at its core a travel podcast, but maybe there'll be a little bit more on the purely entertainment side that will exist within the format.
Love it. It sounds like some really cool stuff you've got planned there for for the transition. And by the way, for anyone listening who's been listening for a while, you might have heard something that you've never heard on this podcast. Planning ahead for the episode, something we've never done before. Wow. So what a novel concept.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, you never know. You know, I have a feeling when we get 10 years into this, it'll be a little bit of, all right, just turn it on and go. We've been to Coronado.
I hope you spend hours sitting around on Skype trying to figure out what you're going to talk about, like we had to do. I don't know how many times. Like, I don't know.
See, here's the thing. We have 1,500 episodes to go revisit. Like, okay, we can talk about that. That's easy. Matt and Mike and Mike and Lynn, they always talk about this. Let's go there and see how we can take this into a new direction. And that's sort of one of the beautiful part about this is you guys have been doing this for 10 years, and it's unbelievable to be able to talk about Walt Disney World for 10 years. We hope to continue it on for, you know, another 10 years plus. And but the fact that you guys have you know, really dived into every nook and cranny of Disney World. I think what's going to be exciting is for us to hopefully give a new perspective on even some of those things you guys have covered before, and to fall back on some of the knowledge that we've learned from you guys over the course of the last decade.
Sure. I'm really excited about this because, you know, the idea that the podcast is going to continue and be, you know, even better, quite honestly, because I love the ideas. Logan's been sharing some of these ideas, both the ones he said here and others with us internally, and I love it. I think this is a great idea. This is an opportunity for the podcast to not just continue. It's not just that. Logan doesn't want to just, you know, pass the buck another, kick the can down the road, right? Right. This is about growing it and evolving and making it into something even better. And that is always awesome. And I wish you guys obviously the best of luck with all this. And I'm excited for it, quite honestly, as a fan, just to be able to hear what direction you're going to take with it and kind of the changes we can expect. You know, and of course, the other thing, Logan, can you remind our audience, by the way, the film that you created that we brought you on for? Because, you know, a lot of times people like to know, like, well, what's your connection to Disney? What's your history with Disney World?
Yeah, my history with Walt Disney World goes back to before I can remember. I've been going to the park since I have pictures when I was, you know, 1 or 2 years old going to the parks. I've been a fan my whole life. I lived in Orlando for many years. I went to Full Sail there. I've you know, been in weird situations where I've been at 6 o'clock in the morning on the Jungle Cruise with Wayne Brady. You know, weird stories we'll get into, I'm sure, later on whenever we're broadcasting. But that being said, I'm a huge fan of not only the parks and the resort, which are just incredible, and I'm a huge fan of Disneyland and all of the different options you can do, but also a fan of Walt Disney. And I came on the show last year because we had done a feature film called As Dreamers Do that was about the early life of Walt Disney, kind of his first 20-ish years, and the story that kind of shaped him as a man. And we really told that story in a kind of an indie way, you know, with kind of local actors, and did it kind of in a really cool way. And you can see that on Amazon Prime. You can watch that on obviously iTunes and some of these other sources. You can get it on. If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can still watch it there. Hulu, you can watch it on Hulu. But beyond that, we made that movie because we love the stories that come out of Walt Disney World, and we even kind of showcase that. There's a few little Disney references or parks references throughout the film. And Will Haynes, who actually is going to be one of the new hosts of WDW Today, new cast members. He played Ub Iwerks. He was also a producer on the film, but he played Ub Iwerks, who, if many of you know, was really kind of the guy credited for being sort of the animation genius behind the original Disney company. So, you know, we have ties in there. Terry Weaver, who is just an amazing motivational speaker. You may have seen him do stuff like that or out in California doing events with Disney in some way or fashion. He's also just a hardcore fan who's a DVC member, so we'll have that represented. He's been to Aulani. He's been to pretty much everywhere except for the Europe and Asian parks. I've been to Disneyland Paris. So we each give a little bit of a different perspective to the way that the Disney World works. I have 3 kids. Will is a fairly newly married man. He's been married for probably, I don't know, 5 years or so. And Terry's been married for 20-ish years. I'm not sure exactly. He'll probably get mad at me for saying that because I'm not sure exactly how long he's been married. He's been married for quite some time. Honeymoon to Disney World. But so you have a group of different perspectives where, like I said, I'm a father. I got 3 young kids. And we have these kind of 2 opposite, you know, ends of the spectrum when it comes to Walt Disney World. So it's exciting. One of the things that I'm actually really pumped to share with you guys, I haven't shared it with anyone yet because I just got off the phone a couple hours ago with the guy, is kind of like a traditional talk show or a late night show, which is kind of a little bit my history. We actually have a house band joining WDW today.
Wow.
Wow.
And that is Off Kilter from Epcot. Off Kilter has come on board with WDW Today for WDW Today coming in January. They're providing all the music for us. Great guys. They actually launched a Kickstarter this week, and they're already killing it. If you guys want to check that out, I would encourage it.
They're
awesome guys. Kickstarter, just search Off Kilter, offkilter.net. We know you guys know who they are. They played in Epcot for, I don't know, 20 years almost. They played for I think he said they played over 20,000 shows in their tenure at Walt Disney World. And they're still going strong, playing different events or different theme parks. But they've decided to come on board with us and provide some really awesome music. And hopefully we do events. We have talked about that as one of the things moving forward that we loved what you guys did was these live events that we'll have Off Kilter be a part of that as well.
Matt, can I change my mind? I want to stay now.
That is really stinking cool, I gotta say. Wow. I mean, that's new. I mean, we didn't know about this.
I didn't know about it. I mean, I got off the phone with the guy from Off Kilter just this afternoon, and we were kind of going back and forth on how it's going to work.
Yeah.
And it came about because that Kickstarter they launched just a few days ago, and it kind of hit me. I was like, man, that'd be awesome to have them on board and produce some really cool music, some stuff that they've recorded already and some stuff that they hopefully in the future will be recording for us. The turnaround's quick, so you know they'll be a part of the show in different ways as we evolve. But great guys. We wish them the best of luck with the Kickstarter. They're doing really well, but they could obviously use your support as they're trying to record their next record. But you'll hear a lot of that on WDW Today, and it's really fun. I'll share with you guys off recording some of the intros we've been working on and some of the stuff that's happening behind the scenes that I think everyone's going to be excited to hear. But I think even that says a lot, the fact that we've, you know, for us, you know, getting people that are listeners, current listeners, that to understand that we're not doing this for the wrong reasons, that we're coming into this because of our love and our passion and our knowledge of the Walt Disney World Resort. You know, hopefully having someone like Off Kilter involved, you understand that we're doing this for you guys as much as we're doing it for ourselves. You know, it's not just about you know, having a huge listener base, which you guys do, and continuing this thing and just keeping it the same. We're wanting to grow it, but also embrace those Disney fans who have been around you guys for, you know, the last decade. And it's very impressive. And I'm happy to be a fan, and I'm happy now to be a friend. I look forward to, you know, to hearing you guys' feedback on the first group of shows, which will be coming, like I said, in January.
Nice. I mean, this is really – you said it really well. This is an opportunity for it to grow. Just like if we were doing it on our, you know, the four of us, the original four of us were doing it, you know, it's the same thing, right? And this is an opportunity to really, again, try new things. And I think, Logan, you're very much a fail fast kind of guy, right? You know, see what's, you know, throw something at the wall, see what sticks.
Absolutely. That's my MO. If anyone's been around me, I definitely am continually evolving when it comes to these situations.
So let me ask you, let's round out this episode here, Logan. And by the way, for those that are unaware, in the next couple of weeks, just give you a heads up of what's going on. So as Logan mentioned, January, what's the date on that?
January 5th is the first. Let me see here. I'm going to pull it up here. January 6th, I think. January 6th will be the first new show. We just started some test shows today, and I've been saying that. You think I would know it? Yeah, January 6th will be the first new WDW Today 2.0.
There you go. Nice. Yeah. So you got that going on the 6th. So between now and then, you're still going to have, well, I would say the four of us, but you can already tell. So you know how Len and Scope are. But we'll be recording as per usual, and then we're actually going to have augmenting our episodes, some of the new guys here. Maybe it's Logan, maybe it's Terry, whoever, right? And they're going to be joining us. And, you know, we're going to be working them in here. So it's basically going to be, again, you really shouldn't detect a change in the sense of, like, you know, the podcast being different in, you know, or you know, we're not going to sit here or skip the next couple of weeks. WDW Today is still continuing. It's going forward. And then we're going to have fun with it. And you know, we'll have some retrospectives and we'll talk. But I wanted to also make sure, you know, we kind of get to know you guys a little bit better here, Logan. I'm going to put you on the spot if that's all right. And just ask you a couple quick fire questions about your Disney World experiences. Maybe we can kind of, you know, like everyone knows, like, you know, obviously Studios is my favorite park. Yeah. Muppet Vision is Newell's favorite attraction. Actually, I don't know. Or what? Horizons, whatever you want to say.
Muppet Vision, Horizons.
Existing attraction.
Yeah, Len's favorite attraction of all time is Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, those kinds of things. You know, it's something that, you know, people can obviously relate to or just swear you off for the rest for 10 years like they did with
me. Okay.
So, let me ask you.
Not too cliche in all these answers, but I'll do my best.
All right. Yeah. Favorite theme park?
Favorite theme park. I am a huge fan of Epcot. I'd say Epcot is probably my number one. Now, with Star Wars Land coming, I'm a humongous Star Wars fan. I live and breathe Star Wars almost as much as I do Disney. So that could change the game for me. But for right now, I'm a big Epcot guy. I've always, as an adult, I've certainly grown into really appreciating that entire park and, you know, the history behind it and everything. I'm an Epcot guy.
Sure. What's your thoughts on Avatar Land?
I definitely was with you guys up front where I felt like it was kind of forced. I felt like it was that response to Harry Potter at Universal. Now looking at some of the renderings and some of the attractions, I still don't necessarily love that it's Avatar. I think you're right that Disney could have dug into their own, you know, IPs and pulled out something that would be unbelievably cool. But seeing what the attractions are going to look like, they do look really neat. I look forward to visiting it. I just don't understand the necessary call to I saw Avatar in the theater. I think a lot of people did, but it hasn't, you know, created that fan culture. So I'm curious to see if maybe the next films kind of spur a little bit of life into the brand. And I have hopes for it. I know that it's going to be great. It's just not necessarily where I, as an armchair Imagineer, it's not necessarily where I would have gone.
Sure. How about if we're going to say, all right, we're done with recording the podcast right now, Logan, we can go anywhere in Disney World to go eat right now. Where are we going?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, you put Ohana in my head earlier, but I think that's just stuck in my head because of that. So I still, as much as you guys kind of go back and forth on it, I love La Cellier. I'm an Epcot fan. I love Gico and some of these other places. If you want to go like high end Disney dining. Now, like I said, I have a 3-year-old son and 2 brand new twin girls. Not necessarily the places I'm going to each and every trip. I go to Chef Mickey's a lot, and if you could find me anywhere, you could find me at Chef Mickey's. But that being said, any of those, the dining at Disney World was interesting because as a kid, because my parents just kind of took us to a lot of the, quick service stuff. And occasionally we'd go to like a Japanese or Mexico. But overall, so I was always kind of like wishy-washy on like theme park food and kind of lumped Disney into that. But then now as an adult being able to go and experience all these different places, it's really great. So I don't necessarily have a specific 100% favorite, but I'm sure I will. You know, one of the things we're planning on doing is doing a giant trip coming up. We're probably going to send the crew down for a couple weeks to really just explore things we either haven't seen before, whether it's new stuff that's come up in the last few months, or to really dive into each and every nook and cranny. That's where Lynn is going to be a huge help because there may be certain walk-ups I've never been to. Sure. And the fact that he knows all of that is really great. But we're going to try to the stuff we don't know, which I'd say we're incredibly informed guys. We'll try to have definitive answers on that one. But I know that was a long answer. But there you go. That was a rapid fire answer from me. That's how it goes.
There you go. All right. How do I frame this question? So if you were to say, I don't want to say necessarily your favorite attraction. What attraction do you think? It doesn't have to be your favorite, but what attraction do you think is the best attraction in Walt Disney World? Again, not necessarily your favorite. Like, you know, Len's favorite is Pirates of the Caribbean, but that doesn't necessarily mean he thinks it's the best attraction in Walt Disney World. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like one of my favorites is the Enchanted Tiki Room, but I'm not going to say it's the greatest attraction. It's just one of my favorites. I'm a huge Haunted Mansion fan. I think that they spend a lot of time on the Haunted Mansion for a reason. Yes, it's very kind of cliche to say that, but I kind of believe in that I think there's a reason they're spending so much time and effort in the Haunted Mansion. It's definitely become more popular as years have gone on, but I'm a huge Disney history buff, as some of you may know, and just the history behind that I've always tied in. So I'd say the Haunted Mansion is probably my my go-to when it comes to sort of the mixing the classic WoW and the current WoW. I love what they've done with it, and I hope we see it grow. But, you know, that's probably my quick answer on that. I was about to elaborate into more, but, if the Yeti – is the Yeti working? Is the Yeti in full operation?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to take that off the list because, you know what? The Yeti, when it was working, was just about the coolest thing I've ever seen. It literally scared me when it would happen. So I'm going to not put that on the list. Because I haven't gone in a few years to that because of the fact that I just want to see the Yeti. But beyond that, let's stick with Haunted Mansion, and we'll go with that. But you never know. You never know. It depends on the day and the season.
Sure. All right. Now, how about this? Favorite track on Mouse World Radio to hear?
Oh, boy.
Oh, that is tough. Oh, man.
I'm judging you on this one, by the way. There are others I didn't really care about, this is personal.
I'm really trying to dive in.
Because if you happen to say, I don't know, like World of Motion, it's over. I don't know. This is just it.
You're not passing it a lot.
This might kill the deal.
The nuclear option right now.
Yeah. I'm a Mouse World Radio listener. I've tried to sync up many times the fireworks with it. It's never quite right. It always gets very close. When it comes to... Oh man, now this is a really tough one for me because I don't even know if I can like say the proper title for some of these. I'm trying to think.
You can give us the generalized track from.
Exactly. I love all the Epcot music. I think it ties everything in together, and that's kind of what's that? What's the parade that plays often from Epcot? The
Oh God, you like that one?
That was a joke.
Okay, thank God.
This is a big fan listener. Joke, man.
Blood pressure rising. Sorry.
I think some of just the Epcot background music, just the in Future World stuff, I really enjoy. That's the stuff.
Good answer. Good answer.
I can put on all the time and work to it, and I do quite regularly.
I love that. All right, last question for you.
Yeah. Now I'm nervous.
All right, last one. Of the four of us, me, Newell, Scopa, and Len. Who do you tend to agree with the most, and who have you tended to disagree with the most? In generalized terms, in terms of opinions.
And the other two guys aren't going to listen to this.
I know. They're not going to listen to this, so just,
just saying.
I tend to disagree. Oh, man. Let's go with agree first. I think I tend to agree with you, Matt, probably the most when it comes to...
Damn straight.
The actual attractions and so on. Maybe not necessarily when it comes to sort of the ins and outs of Disney and that type of thing. When it comes to some of the attraction reviews, when it comes to who I disagree. But I also am Newell. You and Newell, and this is just being honest, not just because you're both here, have been the guys who I've been the most in contact with over the years and always had a good relationship with. So I always definitely gravitate to the two of your opinions. Newell has put me up in a DVC room for a night. So you know what? I'm indebted to him forever. I have some crazy pictures, and at one point during that stay, we had dinner, and next to us was a person who had a puppet monkey who ordered a meal at California.
What?
And that's going to be a story we'll get to. Yeah, well, that's a story we're going to get to around 10:30 at night after an interesting night. Will and I, who was on the show, ended up at the California Grill thanks to Mike Newell because he put us up in awesome in the Bay Lake Tower because his points were, I think, about to expire or something. Yep. And we ended up at the California Grill right after it reopened. And next to us at probably about 10 o'clock at night was a man and his date. But the man was holding a puppet monkey. And he ordered the chicken, the monkey did. And he also ordered banana split, which was off menu.
Oh, my God.
I wish I actually hadn't told that whole story now. But they'll be there. Trust me, there's a much larger version of that when it comes to how cast members reacted. And we'll get to that one day. I'm sure that's one of those reoccurring stories you'll hear on WDW today.
Wow.
When it comes to who I probably agree with the least, I'm not a big runner. So probably Scopa because, again, that's not necessarily my forte. I signed up for one Disney marathon, and maybe I didn't attend it. I'm not that big into that, so I probably don't necessarily connect as much with Mike Scopa. I've loved his opinions and reviews over the years, and I respect the four of you immensely. But if I was probably going to put myself, I'd probably put Terry, and he's not a runner either, but I'd probably line Terry closer to Scopa when it comes to even his breadth of knowledge in dealing with the parks over, over the last few years. So I would tie those two together. But yeah, that's probably where I live. I probably live in a world where I'm kind of a happy baby of Mike and Mike Newell and Matt. So there you go.
There. Good answer. Good answer. Like it.
Yeah. I'm not at all, politicking right now. That's just
no.
Checks
no,
in the
no.
mail.
No. I do want to say before we wrap up, and one of the cool things that we are exploring right now and we have partnered with some other people that are going to be on the ground at Walt Disney World and at Disneyland as well, who are people that go to the parks quite often. So whether it's, you know, like we said, we have Off Kilter joining us as sort of our house band. We also have these correspondents that are going to be in the park. So you'll have people that if you're in the parks traveling around, if we're not there, because we're based out of Nashville, Tennessee, the three of us, if we're not there 1 week, hopefully there's somebody that you can meet and talk to. This girl, Sparkly Nicole, who is kind of a Instagram and social media Disney personality right now. She's working with us. We have a couple other people that'll be joining us later on, whether that's professional wrestlers or not, we'll just have to see.
Wow.
You know, and yeah, of course. Well, not him.
Oh.
Not him. But, you know, we could probably get him, but not right now.
Thanks for your service.
If I could Epcot it up with Ric Flair, it would be the greatest day of my life. But... you know, we have a lot of good friends in the Disney fan community, and we want to make sure we have representation for all of you guys that come down to the parks and really hopefully enjoy our broadcast. So you'll hear people like her. I'm sure you'll hear guests like Scotty Too Hottie, Scott Garland, who's a good friend of ours. I'm sure you'll hear him on the show, and as well as other people that are going to pop on pretty much every week to talk about what's going on in Walt Disney World. So that's something to just think about. We want boots on the ground. We want people there that you guys can interact with and talk to and really join with the show even in a deeper level when you're traveling.
That's awesome. Well, Logan, I'm excited, and I think our audience should be too, because there's some really cool – I don't care about anything else you said. Off Kilter is the house band. I'm listening for that. I don't care about –
and the monkey
everything
puppet.
Else is just nice, but
I want to hear
Off Kilter,
puppet.
Baby.
That's right. We're so thrilled to have those guys.
Nice.
And, yeah, support their Kickstarter. They're great guys, and they are and you're going to love – hopefully you like bagpipes. That's all I have to say. Hopefully you can tolerate it because you're going to hear a good bit of it coming up.
Awesome. Well, of course, that'll wrap up this episode. Logan, thank you so much for joining us, and, of course, we'll be seeing you very, very shortly here on the podcast.
Yes, absolutely. Not much later. You'll be hearing us very soon.
Absolutely. And, of course, this episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And I'll tell you, boy, MEI and Mouse Travel is a great agency for you to use to plan your next Walt Disney World vacation, whether you're going in just a couple weeks, couple months, couple years. They're the agency you need to work with in order to get not only the best possible deal, but just someone in your corner to help you with all aspects of your vacation. MEI and Mouse Travel, they've been great friends of ours for many years, and that alone should tell you how great a service they offer. Check them out right now at mousefantravel.com. We're also being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And you know what? Talking about things that we've really enjoyed for many years is All Star Vacation Homes. And Madison Newell, he's the poster child for what a All Star Vacation Home experience is all about. It's just an amazing house that you stay at for a great deal in terms of not a lot of money, and so close to the parks, boy, it's really enticing. You got to check them out right now over at allstarvacationhomes.com. And we're also being sponsored by touringplans.com. And I'll tell you, I think all of us here, whether it's Logan, myself, or Newell, we've all used the knowledge of touringplans.com to help us have better vacations. That should tell you right there why you should use Touring Plans. It's helped us get around those lines. It can help you as well. Check them out right now at touringplans.com. So, for Len Testa, Mike Sopa, Mike Newell, and Logan Seculo, I am Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.